I'm from Springfield. I'm a product of District 186. I'm a graduate of Southeast High School. The only time I've been gone is when I went off to college. I came back to UIS to get my master's degree. And I did work in District 186 for a year right out of college at Douglas Alternative School as a special ed aide. And then I started my own business up with Country Financial as an insurance agent. I guess I just have passion for education. My dad and kind of encouraged me when we talked about this, made a run for school board. And he's like, well, you might as well give it a shot. And I care so much about District 186. I said, now I'm going to do this. And I'm on the school board now.
And not only on the school board, you are the vice president now. Tell us a little bit about what qualifies you for that position and what you hope to do in that role.
Vice president, it's a great honor that I was elected to vice president by my colleagues on the board as a 6-1 vote. So it's more of a leadership role. Mr. Flamini puts a lot of stuff he wants me to do, and we work together. We've seen in the past how that hasn't worked on the leadership with the president and vice president. And me and Mr. Flamini talk at least a couple times a day, going over things to make sure everybody on the board understands what's kind of going on, that no one's getting lost and everybody's getting the information that's going on. So there's a lot of responsibility, and I like having responsibility. So,
and Chuck Flamini, of course, for those who don't know him being a new school board member, he is the new school board president. Let's talk a little bit about looking into the next year or two, what your top priorities are going to be.
Top priority right now for everybody is superintendent. That's the biggest priority we have. Hopefully, we'll be selecting a firm next meeting, which will be, I believe, June 3rd. And then once that firm comes in, it's pretty much the firm takes control. We kind of just let them take it. That's why we're paying them. So that will be a big thing, the superintendent search. Of course, the budget. The budget's going to be on us before we know it again. So right now, those are the biggest two priorities to me and the board and to Springfield.
What qualities are you looking for in a superintendent?
We need a superintendent that can work with all of us as a board. There's 7 of us. Communication is going to be huge, you know, and know about the district. You know, we need someone that, I'm not saying we need someone local. I'm just saying someone that knows the district, that's from a urban environment. You can't take someone from maybe a small school district and now you have 15,000 kids, over 2,000 employees. We need someone that has kind of the same role right now. And I would like to see a work experience. I hope we're bringing someone that has been a superintendent before and carries that over here and stays here for a long time.
We know that the old board did not get along, let's say, adequately enough with the superintendent. A separation agreement happened. He parted ways, being paid a hefty sum, a little over $175,000 to do so before his contract was up. What's going to be different this time around with the new board?
I could tell Ari in the board meetings that we get along. A lot of us talk outside of the meetings. And if you look at the meetings, we're all smiling, laughing. We can talk to each other. There's not a lot of yelling going on. I guess not yet, at least. But we have to work together if we're going to get anything accomplished. And I know we've kind of all talked before getting on here, hey, let's get along. Let's get together. Let's get stuff done, because we have to get this trust back from the community. And I think by this board getting along and working toward our goal of educating the kids and then working with the superintendent, that's the huge goal here.
Do you see transparency being something that this board needs to focus on compared to the last one? We just saw recently with the attorney general saying the Open Meetings Act had been violated by the previous board. School board members got a lot of flack for the way they conducted meetings and kept certain information out of the public eye. We dealt with leaks of student data. How do you address being transparent with the public?
I can tell you the members I've talked to and know, we're going to be honest and we're going to put everything out in public. I know sometimes I have to watch how honest I am out in public because I want everybody to know what's going on, because the taxpayers are paying people's salaries. These are the taxpayers' schools. These are the taxpayers' children. I mean, this is the taxpayers. We have to be honest with them and let them know what's going on, that we can't keep anything a secret, because we see how that's secrets have gone and it's been real bad for the board. And there's members that didn't get back on the board because of that. So we have to be honest and work together and make sure everybody's on the right page.
I'm Rachel Otwell. You're listening to WUIS, and we're speaking with Adam Lopez. He became a member of the Springfield School Board earlier this month and is now vice president. Adam, today is the last day of school in the district, and a middle school called the Capital College Preparatory Academy is closing as a result of the previous board's decision. That's caused a lot of controversy, and many school board candidates said if elected, they would reverse that decision. Member Scott McFarland asked the board to consider keeping it open in some capacity for the coming school year, but the new board voted that down. So is this the end for CCPA?
No, I don't think it's over and done. We'll bring it up next year. I can promise you that. It will be brought up, the same concept. Maybe a school within a school is probably, in reality, financially, the smartest thing to do if we do it. And board members have said they'll want to look at it again when it comes up. And that's what we have to look at, financially. Is it the smartest thing? Is it the best thing? And that's, we have to be smart with our money right now, because there are more cuts coming next year, and we have to be all aware of that and just... But we'll look at it again.
We know positions are being cut or either not filled as people retire, which means possibilities anyway for higher classroom sizes, bigger classroom sizes. And as we've just been mentioning, a school closing. So how do you reconcile budget cuts with making sure as many people are graduating with a high school diploma as possible?
Budget cuts. That's the interesting part of this, going to be an interesting part of this board. I think I know we can't cut any more teachers. I've been touring, as I think over half the schools in this district, and elementary classrooms, 30 kids. I mean, I was in a classroom their day. It was 30 kindergartners, one autistic child, 6 behavior problems. I mean, that's just, we cannot have a classroom that full and try to educate our kids. When we look at this budget, I will, and I've voiced my opinion, we have to look at the top and work way down, on our way down, instead of working from the bottom going up. I think we're going to have to get together with all the administrators and say, hey, this is what we have. We need to change some things up. And I hope the board feels the same way I do, but I will not be cutting teachers. We need more teachers, to be honest with you, because these classroom sizes, I know in the elementary level, are just too full. We cannot educate our kids with 30-plus kids in a kindergarten classroom. That's a prime example of what's going on in District 186.
What's your take on minority hiring? That's something that's come up at different meetings. And again, though, as we're looking at diminishing the amount of people who are hiring in the district, again, how do you try to focus on minority hiring, the desegregation order, keeping in line with that at the same time, trying to save as much money as possible?
Yeah, it's I'm getting caught up on what the desegregation rules we have with the district, and I've been to a couple meetings, and I think everybody's trying to follow up on where we're at, and it seems that we are not where we're supposed to be at. And the way I understand it, we have to be at 40%, which I think when I was at the meeting, we're at 9% or something like that. We need to push for more minority hiring. I look forward to working with the NAACP and figuring out ways we can increase minority hirings. We have I know we're losing Ms. Shambly, who was the minority recruiter, but we've got a new minority recruiter in there, and looking forward to working with her on how we can boost minority recruitment up. And I hope that we can look at our own here in Springfield. I know there's a lot of alumni of the local high schools, and I want them to come back to work in their city that they're from. And, you know, I have a lot of friends that are teachers that are minorities, that let's bring them back and let's work in Springfield.
And then another issue that came up as people were campaigning was the fact that the previous board wasn't really able to patch together a long-term budget plan, which obviously there are things you have to consider, state appropriations, which you can't predict. But is that something that you see this board maybe focusing on trying to do?
We have a lot of smart people on this board, a lot of different backgrounds. I think I know we all want a long-term budget here. And we just have to work together to get that. And that's the only way. We just can't go every year, cut, 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 cut. We need to put a plan out. 3 years is probably more realistic than a 7-year plan. So I think we need to sit down, maybe start in the summer. You know, let's sit down and start looking at 3 years. What, put everything on the table. Where are we going to be at? And start being proactive instead of waiting until February, March, April to do things. Let's start getting the stuff done this summer.